Where are they, Doc? Where are the girls? Have they stopped dancing?
Yes. Huh? They've stopped dancing. Did they ever dance?
What are you talking about, Doc? We saw them. We saw them dancing in this place with our own eyes.
Did we? The moonlight. Here it comes again. See with your eyes again.
Oh, no.
Both of the girls froze stiff to the ground. Each with her head crushed by a tombstone.
Strobler, would you mind telling us, me, whether there actually are such things as poltergeists?
All I can tell you is this. There are authenticated records in existence that, in the city of London on the 27th day of April, 1872, from 4 in the afternoon on a Thursday until 11:30 at night, a certain room in a certain house was deluged by stones thrown from no apparent source. The London police surrounded the house, but they found no trace of whoever or whatever was throwing those stones with a murderous violence.
I see. So much for poltergeist. But what about next week?
Well, anything can happen, but specifically next week, Mangara. A strange title and a strange story. The power of suggestion. The dictators have shown us to what evil purposes that power can be used. Well, next week, a man who... but that, as usual, is next week.
Yes. Lights Out, written and directed by Arch Obler, will come to you again next Tuesday at the same time. Be sure to listen for the amazing story of Mangara. It is later than you think.
We're listening to the Moon, coming to you from CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Here with Mr. Mumbles.
Arch Obler's Lights Out, everybody. It is later than you think.
This is Arch Obler bringing you another in our series of stories of the unusual. And once again, we caution you, these Lights Out stories are definitely not for the timid soul. So we tell you calmly and very sincerely, if you frighten easily, turn off your radio now.
Now, The Ugliest Man in the World by Arch Obler.
Gun in my hand. In all my life, I've never had a gun in my hand. Smooth gun, hard gun, cold in my hand. Bullet won't be cold. Warm bullet, burning hot. Hot as the blood. No, I can't think of that. Lift the muzzle up. Press the trigger. Trigger cold against my finger. Cold as death. But life is colder. Rhythm to that. Poet dies with final rhythm. Poet dies who never wrote a poem. Headline for the tabloids. Poet dies with final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies with final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies in final rhythm.
Ugliest man in the world is suicide.
Poet dies in final rhythm.
Poet dies in
final rhythm.
Suicide.
Ugliest man in the world. All right. I'll think the thing for the last time, tear the words around in my head over and over the way they've torn for 30 years. Ugliest man in the world, ugliest man in the world, ugliest man in the world. Press the trigger and stop it. Press the trigger. No. No, I can't. I've got to wait. Think it all out clearly. for the first time in my life, how it started, why it's ending this way. Think it all out clearly from the very start. Then press the trigger.
School today, Paul.
There's a start. First day of school. How old was I? 9 or 10. She kept me home away from others. I didn't know why until that day she said...
School today, Paul.
I said...
All right, Mother.
She took me to school. Into a room full of more children than I'd ever seen in my life. I was so happy. I wondered why her face was white and set. She said...
Miss Edwards, this is my son. I want him in your class. Please, be kind to him.
For a moment, not a sound. Row on row of children looking up at me, staring up at me, gaping up at me. And then... one of them started laughing. Another laughing. Another. And another. I stood there, a little boy looking down at their twisting mouths, my ears filled with the sound of them, making fun of me, I knew, but why? Why?
Ugliest boy in the world.
Ugliest boy in the world? That's why you kept me away from children, Mother. Kept me away until you didn't dare to any longer. Oh, Mother, Mother. Before you let others see me, why didn't you close your hands around my neck, put a knife in my heart, drown me, bury me, put me away where eyes couldn't see me? But you didn't. So this was my boyhood. Tears. Tears without end. A boyhood of tears. A boyhood of tears. Took me out of school. Kept me away from all the others. What good was it? I knew.
There wasn't a mirror in the house.
Not a mirror. I didn't dare. You didn't dare. Until that day you died. Alone. So quiet in the house. I sat down. So quiet. And then suddenly, as if the clock were talking to me. Yes, I remember. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Look at... Yes. Look at myself. A mirror. Oh! My face. Can I bear the memory of my face? Can I think of it even now, gun in my hand? Yes, I will. I will. What did I see? What is my face? A brow? No brow. A thing that sloped away. Nose? A thick wad of ugly flesh protruding out between two close-set eyes. My eyes, Mother of God, my eyes. Two tiny, red-rimmed, green-flecked globes that stood out far beyond the lids and twinkled like a fat, round pig's. My eyes. That was why they laughed at me, my eyes.
Ugliest man in the world.
Yes, I was that. No longer boy. Ugliest man in the world. Not even tears could help me now. The world outside. At last I had to go out into it, make a living, get a job.
Step up, ladies and gents. Step up. The one and only. One time. One sense of
wasn't
honor.
Bad there. No.
That's when I said, come on, ladies and gents. That's when I said, the ugliest man in the world and only a dime. The very small part of a dollar. Something to talk about. Something to tell your children and your grandchildren.
Didn't mind after a while. Faces looking up at me again, staring, whispering, getting their dimes worth. Spieler talking faces, staring, whispers, snickers. Didn't mind. Why should I? I could get away from them. Yes, stand there in the noise and laughter and leave them far behind. Leave the smell of them and the noise of them and the twisting faces of them. Shut my eyes and leave them quickly. Quickly. I'd be in a field. Sun-drenched. Face to the sky. The warm sun touching me. Soft grass. Cushioning me, my arm outstretched. All around me, such peace and loveliness. I'd lie there so happy. And then a breeze touching my face. The small white cloud in the sky. and then another. And all at once, the clouds were like a woman's face looking down at me. A woman. There was a woman.
Hello, big fella.
Huh? Oh, hello.
Lousy day, huh?
Yeah.
Sure give you a play. I mean, the yokels, don't they?
Yeah.
Me, I'm with Sammy Morton. You know, the grind show.
I don't...
Not one of the strippers, you understand. I do a high-class number, you know, semi-classical. Sure is a hot night, ain't it?
Do you like the moon?
Moon? Oh, sure. You've been working in 10 shows long, big fella?
So complete the moon.
Boy, you sure pack 'em in. I heard tell you sell more pictures than anybody in the show. Dimes sure add up, don't they?
Your face. Did you ever look down from the clouds?
You mean have I ever been high? Boy, I'm high now. I like the dark, big fella.
There was a woman talking. They were talking.
Yeah, sure, Sam. What do you take me for, a chump? What do you think? His face makes me sick to look at him, but he's got a pocket full of dough. So we get along fine. And last week, I got a telegram from my mama. Poor mama and the mortgage. And yesterday, while he was looking at me up in the clouds, I got another handful of bucks. And maybe in a couple of weeks, you. All right, so you heard. So what? What are you staring at? I don't like your face. You heard me. I don't like your face.
I gave you...
You gave me a couple of laughs.
Love?
Love. Do you hear that? Love. Do you think any woman could love a mug like yours? It ain't a face. It's a mug, a puss, a pan. Go on. Beat it. Get out of here. No more walks with me, big fella. I've had a belly full of laughs and I... Hey, what are you... No, stay away from me. Don't...
Go on, beat it. Get out. Yeah, get out as far as I could get out. Any place. Anywhere. Any place, anywhere. Get away. Got away. Good and far away. Fields, grain, a farm. They didn't care what kind of face, just work hard. Work, hour after hour. And I couldn't think. It was good I couldn't think. But I'm thinking now. Gun in my hand, stop that thinking. Gun in my hand, no. Got to think out my life. Think it out clearly. Think of that day. She waved at me. Was working, bent over. Sun hot on my back. Grain thick around me, filling the world, covering, hiding me. I straightened up. Something moving through the grain on the road. Climbing the hill so far away, could hardly tell just what it was. Shaded my eyes from the sun. I saw a woman on horseback. Oh, no, so small. Must be a girl. I saw her arm wave at me. I dropped in the grain. I heard, leave me alone. The next day again, standing in the grain, a tiny figure on horseback waved at me. I dropped in the grain again. No more. Just the sky and the grain and the work was all I wanted. The next day and the next, a girl on horseback riding far off there on the roads, waving at me in the grain. Waving at me day after day. And one day, I didn't drop in the grain. I stood. I waved back at her. Waving at me because she couldn't see my...
Face, puss, pan, mug.
I don't remember how. In spite of myself, one day, I was hiding in the grain at the edge of the road, waiting for her. I wanted to run, yet I stayed. I wanted to cover my eyes, yet I looked. Looked with eyes as big as all my loneliness. Horse knew I was there. She didn't.
She started singing a little song as she passed. A song without meaning, warm as the sun. And I saw. I saw her. Young. Lovely. Young and lovely. The words tumbled over and over my head as I watched her go by. Young and lovely. I began to see her face everywhere. In the grain, in the sky, and at night in the dark.
Ugliest man in the world.
Thinking of the loveliest face in the world, I tried to stop. But I couldn't help it. I couldn't. The loneliness in me was a pain I couldn't endure anymore. Again and again, I hid in the grain and watched her go by me. Just a quick moment. And then she was gone. And I was left in loneliness again. If she couldn't see my face. Yes. If she were blind. I read a book like that somewhere. A woman never saw the man she loved. If she couldn't see me. Only know me as I am. My voice, my thoughts, my dreams, ambitions. If she couldn't see. Dangerous dreams, daydreams that brought me to a gun in my hand. But I was lonely. I had nothing. So I had dreams of her. Blind, not knowing my face. And her lips. If she were only blind. If she were only blind. Wish, father to the deed. That day, working in the grain, looked up. She was riding by. So early, why so early? Her little hand waving at me. Then the rush of an auto. I ran, the grain tearing at me, holding me back. In a moment, she was in my arms.
Help me. Please help me. I can't see. I can't see.
Can't see. I dreamed it, prayed it, and now...
I can't see.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
Gosh, nerve.
No, no, I had nothing to do with it. Just a thought. I had only a thought. But now she couldn't see me as I was. Couldn't see me. Couldn't see me.
You've been very kind to me, Mr. Martin. Oh.
Music. Everlasting music in my ears.
It's so good having you to talk to. You've made these wonderful days, Paul.
Music. Everlasting music. Her voice, being with her. Knowing her.
Such a good mind, Paul. The best I've ever known. I needed a mind like yours. Oh, Paul. I'm laughing because you've made me happy again. You, Paul. And I bless you for it.
Happy days, endless days, quicksilver days. Then... the day.
Paul, I've been waiting for you.
I wanted to be here sooner, but the grain...
The grain? Is it very tall and bold now, Paul?
Very.
Remember how the grain used to keep us apart? Before I even knew you.
Before you...
I'd wave and the grain was between us, and I never knew you.
Is knowing me important?
Paul.
Do you know me now?
You're the only one I've wanted to be with.
Do you know me now?
Oh, Paul. Paul, listen to me. I know you better than I could if my eyes were open and twice as wide as they ever could have been.
You're lovely.
And so are you.
You... you've never seen me.
When people have talked together as much as you and I, every little hope and hurt, dream and plan, don't they know more than if they looked at faces? What do you look like, Paul?
I...
No. Let me guess. I've sat here in the dark and seen your face so many times before me.
My face?
Yes. Let me tell you. It's a large, virile face. A face that matches all the strength of you. Strong, straight mouth. A firm chin. Skin brown, yet soft.
straight nose that's not too small, but not too large. And then your eyes.
Eyes?
Oh, yes, your eyes. They're large and dark and gentle. Gentle is the way of you, Paul. How close was I to knowing you?
Give me your hand.
Oh, no, no. I don't want to touch your face.
You can't.
Later. Not now, Paul. I want you to read me something.
Read?
Yes, so strange. We were talking about faces, and I've had this book for you to read. Look. Do you know the book, Paul?
Cyrano de...
Yes. Brave Cyrano de Bergerac. You read the play, of course.
I never have.
Oh, then I envy you. I wish I'd never read it so that I could read. Hear it all over again. Please read it for me. Start any place. Read it, Paul.
Thou lovest her? Tell her. For I do surmise thou art a hero in her eyes.
That was Lebray, Cyrano's friend. Now go on, read Cyrano's speech.
Shall I woo the loveliest maid in France? Look at me, friend, with my poor big devil of a nose. I dream, even I, of walking neath that beam, loving, beloved.
Paul, you read it with your heart.
He was ugly.
Well, the rest of him was beauty. Just his nose. Read Cyrano's lines, and I'll try to remember Roxane's. She was a woman he loved, and he never dared tell her of his love because of his ugliness. Read, Paul. The top of the page. Roxane calls, Sister! Oh, sister! Read, Paul.
No, call no one here. Ere you come back, I should have gone away. I long for harmony to end my day.
I love you. Live.
In fairy tales, long since, the princess said that. And the ugly prince lost all his plainness in that sudden sun. But see, I finished as I was begun.
I made your grief. I.
You made my bliss. I lacked all woman's kindness. Even this. My mother found me ugly. And I have no sister. Lest they mark an ugly lad, I shunned all women. You became my friend. One soft gown brushed my path before the end.
Paul, you cry.
Cry? What is there to cry about?
That's true. There's no reason to cry. It's just a play in life. No man could be such a fool.
Goodbye.
Oh, Paul, no, no. Don't go yet. I haven't had a chance to tell you. Paul, we've talked so much of anything and everything, but never of this. My eyes. An operation. I'll see again. That's why I didn't want to see your face with my hands. I'll see you with my eyes, Paul. See you with my eyes. See you with my eyes.
See again. See again. See what? A face to laugh at.
Ugliest man in the world.
A face to jeer at.
A
face to shout at, but not to love. Not to love. Cyrano, the author, gave you a paper nose, but my ugliness is flesh and blood. Flesh and blood to see, to hate. She'll never see me, never, never. Lift the muzzle, press the trigger, trigger cold against my finger. Cold as death, but life is colder. Thoughts in my mind like a whirling circle. Press the trigger, press the trigger, press the trigger, press the trigger.
Paul!
Who is it?
Paul, where's the light?
You. You see?
It's been weeks I've been searching. Where's the light, Paul?
Forget me.
It's so dark. And your hand. Oh, Paul.
I wasted too much time thinking.
Oh, my dear.
Forget me, I tell you. You knew me in the dark. Well, now it's light for you, and I'm not meant for the light. Forget me.
I want to know you. In the light, your ugliness. Yes, Paul. I've known. First, when you cried with Cyrano, then I asked the others, and they told me.
But you don't know. My face, a thing...
A thing apart, as my blindness was apart from me. I love you.
You...
Love you, yes, yes, I love you.
You don't know.
But I will know. Turn on the light, Paul. I'm not afraid. Turn on the light. I love you. Live for me.
In fairy tales, long since, the princess said that. And the ugly prince lost all his plainness in that sudden sun.
Thank you.
Now, it's Music Till Dawn. Music Till Dawn is 6 hours of everything that's great in modern radio entertainment. You'll hear news as it happens, sports scores, and information about what's going on in Toronto. There'll be lots of laughs, but mostly music. It's all brought to you by Craven A Cigarettes. So from now right up till 6 a.m., it's Music Till Dawn.
Thank you. qué fiebre hay. No, no, no. Así, 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 ay, ay.
squeezing it tight. I love her so. Listen to the jungle, my heart's beating louder than the biggest herd of elephants that beating.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby.
baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. And when I woke up, my head wasn't too clear, and I had a strange feeling I was with some cooking gear. I smelled something cooking, and I looked to see. That's when I found out there was a cooking me.
Hey, Gordo, get out of here.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let's make romance.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I jumped in the ocean and I started to swim, but my chances of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed out a whale who was hit my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead. But when I saw my baby, here's what I said.
Baby, baby.